All right, so get this. We're going deep on some seriously crazy stuff that's been happening in the NFL.
Yeah, things have been pretty wild lately, haven't they? It's been more unpredictable than a trick play.
This is like off-season level drama.
Yes.
But it's happening right now, and it all centers around Bill Belichick.
You know, everyone thought after the Patriots it was going to be retirement or like a cushy commentator gig.
Right. Total relaxation mode. But instead, he pulls a total 180 and drops this bombshell. First, he's head coach at UNC.
Yeah, and not only that, he snags the top QB recruit, Bryce Baker.
Oh, yeah, the kid who threw, what, like almost 3,100 yards and 36 touchdowns his senior year.
Yeah, exactly. Incredible for a high school quarterback, especially at a program like UNC that's been struggling.
Totally. But here's the even crazier part. Before going south, Belichick was apparently eyeing the Jets' head coaching job.
Wait, you're serious? After all that history, all the bad blood? I mean, come on.
I know it sounds insane.
Yeah.
Decades of dominating them. The whole AGC of the NYJ resignation note, Spygate, his icy relationship with Woody Johnson. It just doesn't add up.
It makes zero sense.
So to understand this, we've got to rewind back to 2000 for some context.
Yeah, a quick history lesson is definitely in order.
Okay, so back then, Belichick was supposed to take over for Bill Parcells, right?
Right. He was the heir apparent.
But then he resigns after just one day as the Jets head coach.
Yeah. And that resignation note, the HC of the NYJ thing, instant NFL legend.
And of course, he ends up with the Patriots, and the Jets get a first round draft pick as compensation.
Which turned out to be a pretty good deal for the Patriots in the long run.
Understatement of the year. And then Belichick proceeds to just dominate them for years.
It was brutal if you were a Jets fan.
I mean, we're talking 38-9 record, including playoffs, 6 Super Bowl rings.
Yeah, talk about adding insult to injury.
And then there's the whole Spygate thing.
Yeah.
Belichick never really forgave Eric Manzini, his former protege, for that whole mess.
Nope. That definitely created some lasting tension.
So on the surface, a Belichick-Jets reunion seems impossible. Like oil and water.
Right, it just doesn't compute. But then you have these reports from Diana Russini and Brian Costello saying Belichick actually reached out to the Jets about their head coaching position.
And that's the part that blows your mind.
Yeah.
This is Bill Belichick, a man who's all about meticulous planning and control. Why would he even consider stepping into that hornet's nest, especially with someone like Woody Johnson calling the shots?
It's completely out of character. It's like he wanted to rewrite history or something. It makes you wonder what his motivations really were.
Maybe he was looking for a new challenge, a way to prove himself outside the Patriots dynasty.
Maybe he was bored. I mean, the man lives and breathes football.
It's possible.
Yeah.
But let's try to get inside Belichick's head for a second. The guy is a competitor through and through. He lives for winning.
Yeah.
The Jets, even with their struggles, they do have some serious talent, especially on defense. And remember, Belichick has publicly acknowledged Aaron Rodgers' abilities.
He's even praised Rodgers before. Yeah, that's true.
So maybe he saw the Jets as a chance to win big right away, something he couldn't do starting from scratch at UNC.
The Jets were a team built to win now, not rebuild. That might have appealed to Belichick's desire to compete at the highest level immediately.
That's a good point. And we have to remember, this wasn't just speculation. He actually made contact through Mike Tannenbaum, who was part of the Jets' search committee at the time.
Oh, wow. So it wasn't just a rumor.
Nope. This was real. But it wasn't a formal interview with Johnson, more like putting out feelers, gauging the situation.
Yeah.
But the fact that he even considered it, even for a moment, is remarkable.
It definitely makes you rethink everything we thought we knew about Belichick.
It's a total bombshell that changes our understanding of his motivations and his relationship with the Jets.
It definitely throws a wrench into the narrative.
So while Belichick was off testing the waters with the Jets, they were busy gearing up for a full-blown coaching search.
Yeah, things were moving quickly.
CBS Sports reported that they were already starting interviews that week, focusing on experienced candidates first, and then those currently employed in the NFL after the regular season ended.
It was a whirlwind of activity. And, of course, you can't forget about Woody Johnson.
Oh, yeah. He's a big factor in all of this.
He's known for being a very hands-on owner, someone who likes to be involved in every aspect of the team.
So it makes you wonder, what kind of coach were they looking for? Someone with a proven track record. Someone who could handle a demanding owner.
Exactly. They needed someone who could not only coach a team, but also manage the relationship with a very involved owner.
That's a really important point. It wasn't just about X's and O's. It was about personalities, power dynamics, and the overall vision for the team.
It was about finding someone who could fit into the existing power structure and navigate those complex relationships.
So you've got this fascinating mix of factors at play. The Jets are desperate for a new direction. They've got a demanding owner. And then you throw in this curveball with Belichick expressing interest. It's like a pressure cooker just waiting to explode.
Absolutely. It sets the stage for a wild ride. We've got a team in transition, a powerful owner, and a legendary coach lurking in the shadows. It's a recipe for drama.
And that's just the tip of the iceberg.
We haven't even touched on the actual coaching candidates they were considering.
Oh, yeah, buckle up, because things are about to get really interesting.
Okay, so while Belichick was off doing his thing in college football, the Jets were busy looking at a whole bunch of potential coaching candidates.
Yeah, and it was a pretty diverse group, too. You had experienced guys, up-and-comers, different styles on offense and defense. They were really casting a wide net.
It makes sense, though, right? They needed to figure out what direction they wanted to go in.
Absolutely. Were they looking for a quick fix? Did they want a specific system? Or maybe they just needed someone who could, you know, handle Woody Johnson.
Okay, let's talk about some of the names that were floating around. Aaron Glenn, the Lions defensive coordinator, was one that kept coming up.
Yeah, Glenn's a fascinating guy. He was a player himself, and he's built a reputation for being a really aggressive defensive coach.
And he actually had some success with the Lions, turning them into a top 10 defense. Which is pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's not easy to do that, especially with the Lions. So for the Jets, who have always struggled on defense, bringing in someone like Glenn could have been a big statement.
It would have shown they were serious about building a tough defense. And think about the players they already had, Quinnen Williams, Sauce Gardner, with Glenn coaching them. That defense could have been scary.
Right. They could have been a real force.
Yeah.
Now, on the offensive side, there was Ben Johnson, also from the Lions. He was getting a lot of attention for his play calling and his ability to develop quarterbacks.
Johnson was definitely one of the hot young coaches in the league. Bringing him in could have given the Jets offense a real spark. And you got to think about what he could have done with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, Rodgers is a quarterback who thrives on creativity and a good system. Having a coach like Johnson could have taken him to another level.
Imagine that Johnson's play designs Rodgers' experience and talent. That could have been a really exciting offense to watch.
So you've got a potential defensive mastermind in Glenn and an offensive guru in Johnson. But then you have Mike Vrabel, the Titans head coach, who brings a whole different kind of experience.
Yeah. Vrabel is the steady veteran, the guy who's been there and done it. He's got a Super Bowl ring as a player, he's had success as a head coach, and he's known for building a tough, disciplined culture.
So he would have been the safe choice, the guy you bring in to establish a winning mentality.
Exactly. He might not have been the flashiest option, but he definitely would have brought a lot of leadership to the Jets.
Then there was Matt Nagy, who had kind of a rough go of it with the Bears.
Yeah, Nagy's time in Chicago was a bit of a roller coaster. There were some highs and some lows, but even with the inconsistencies, he was still considered a smart offensive mind.
And his experience with Justin Fields, a mobile quarterback, could have been relevant for the Jets, especially if they were thinking about life after Rodgers.
Right. It's always good to have options. So they were considering all angles. Short-term success, long-term planning, different offensive styles. They were really doing their homework.
And don't forget about Brian Flores, another name that was in the mix. He had a strong defensive background and a reputation for being a tough coach.
Yeah, Flores had some success with the Dolphins, even though they didn't have a ton of talent. He was known for being detail-oriented and getting the most out of his players. But his time in Miami ended kind of messy, which would have made things interesting for the Jets.
It would have been a gamble, for sure. But then you have Joe Brady, who was the Bills' offensive coordinator at the time. He was seen as one of the most innovative offensive minds in the league.
Brady was the guy pushing the boundaries of offense. He played a big role in Josh Allen's development in Buffalo. And the idea of him working with a veteran like Rodgers was pretty intriguing.
It's like they were looking at a menu with every flavor of ice cream. Proven veterans, young innovators, defensive specialists, offensive gurus. It's almost too much to keep track of.
It really shows how many options they were considering.
Yeah.
And this wasn't just about filling a job. It was about shaping the future of the franchise.
So the big question is, what were they really looking for? A strong defense, an explosive offense, a steady hand. And how much influence did Johnson have in the decision?
Yeah, we know he's a hands-on owner, so he probably had a big say in who they hired.
It wasn't just about X's and O's. It was about personalities, power dynamics, and finding the right people to create a winning culture.
And that's what makes the whole situation so fascinating. The Jets coaching search was more than just finding a coach. It was a look into all the things that happened behind the scenes in the NFL.
It shows how complex the league really is.
Yeah.
And amidst all of this, you have Belichick's shadow looming over everything. It's like a subplot that could have changed everything.
It really adds another layer of intrigue to the whole story. We've been talking about the coaching candidates, but let's not forget that the Jets were also trying to find a new general manager.
Oh, yeah, that was a big deal, too. And it added another layer of complexity to the whole situation.
Finding a new GM wasn't just about finding someone who could evaluate talent and make draft picks. It was also about navigating the relationship with Woody Johnson and understanding the internal politics of the organization.
So it wasn't just about finding a coach who could win games. It was about finding a coach and a GM who could work together and handle a demanding owner.
Exactly. They needed to find the right pieces to fit into the puzzle.
Let's talk about some of the GM candidates they were considering.
Yeah.
We already mentioned John Robinson, the former Titans GM, and Lewis Riddick, the ESPN analyst.
Robinson had some ups and downs in Tennessee. He drafted Derrick Henry and A.J. Brown, which were great moves, but the Treylon Burks trade didn't work out so well. He was a good talent evaluator, but maybe not the best at managing the salary cap or dealing with the politics of the organization.
Right, and then you have Riddick, who had a lot of front office experience, but hadn't actually been a GM himself.
Riddick was a really smart guy who knew the game inside and out. He was well-respected in the media, but some people wondered if he had the experience to run a team.
So two very different candidates with different strengths and weaknesses. What does that tell us about what the Jets were looking for? Were they prioritizing experience, or were they open to trying something new?
It's hard to say for sure. And then you have Woody Johnson looming over everything. He wanted someone who could work with him, someone who could handle his hands-on approach.
Yeah, which means that being able to manage a demanding owner might have been just as important as evaluating talent or making trades.
Absolutely. In a situation like that, personal relationships and political skills could have been just as important as football knowledge.
So we've got this complicated web of factors, the coaching candidates, the GM search, Johnson's influence, and the whole Belichick thing.
It shows how the NFL is more than just a game. It's like a drama filled with interesting characters, power struggles, and the constant pursuit of winning.
And it's a world where every decision has consequences. Even the smallest move can change everything.
And speaking of changing everything, let's get back to Belichick and the almost impossible scenario of him coaching the Jets.
I mean, it's crazy, right? Belichick coaching the Jets, the guy who built a dynasty by beating them.
It's like some kind of alternate reality. It just feels wrong.
There's so much history there.
Oh, yeah. Decades of it. Rivalry, tension, bad blood. We're talking about the 2000 resignation Spygate. That stuff doesn't just go away.
And then you throw in the whole Belichick-Woody Johnson dynamic, which has never been great.
Yeah, those two are like oil and water. Johnson's a passionate owner. Hands-on involved. Belichick as well. Belichick. He likes to do things his way.
So imagine if Belichick had actually become the Jets coach.
Okay, hold on. Let's pump the brakes for a second. We know he reached out, explored the idea, but there were never any real talks with Johnson. It was more like Belichick's people seeing if there was even a chance.
That's true. But the fact that he even considered it is wild. Imagine what that would have done to the NFL.
It would have been insane. The Jets, with Belichick and Aaron Rodgers, they would have been instant contenders in the AFC East, maybe even Super Bowl contender.
Think about the headlines, the fan reactions. The Patriots fans losing their minds. It would have been a media circus.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And the Jets-Patriots rivalry would have been even crazier. Those games would have been must-watch TV.
Imagine Belichick going up against his old team. The team he built into a dynasty. The mind games. The strategy. It would have been amazing.
And for Belichick, it would have been a chance to prove himself all over again. To show that he can win without the Patriots to build a new legacy.
He would have something to prove. That's for sure. And with that Jets roster and Rodgers, he would have a real shot.
But then there's the Woody Johnson factor. We know Johnson likes to be involved. Could Belichick, who's all about control, could he have handled that?
That's the million-dollar question. Their personalities are so different. Belichick is all business. Focused on winning, Johnson is more, well, more out there.
It would have been interesting to see how that played out. Maybe they could found a way to make it work. But it's just as likely that they would have clashed.
It's one of those what-ifs that NFL fans will debate forever. What if Belichick had coached the Jets? How would it have turned out?
It really makes you think about how one decision, one crazy move, can change everything in the league.
So even though Belichick didn't go to the Jets, his little flirtation with them is still a big deal.
It's a reminder that even in a league like the NFL, where everything seems so planned out, crazy stuff can still happen.
It also shows how complicated it is to build a winning team. It's not just about talent. It's about personalities and power and finding the right mix of people.
And sometimes the most interesting stories are the ones that never actually happen. The what-ifs.
Well, that's it for this deep dive. Thanks for joining us as we explore the wild world of Bill Belichick and the New York Jets.
It's been a wild ride. And remember, in the NFL, anything is possible. We'll see you next time.